So 7:35 a.m. Saturday, June the 30th, 2018. It's the second start. My laughing is because I dyslexic the time on the first pass, and then went to look for it and managed to shut off the first opening. It is 7:35. I should be home before 8 o'clock. So yeah, yesterday was a 4,000 word day. The day before that was 3,100 words. Goal today is 5,000. Get to 5,000 and I have permission to quit for the day. Story's coming along. I like the way it's going. I'm gonna need to do some work and rewrite second draft, but I really like the way it's going. It's it's coming. Something over 68,000 words. If I get even another 12,000, another couple, 3 days, the book will be long enough for me in terms of my minimum page count. I really don't want to put out a book that's less than 80,000 words that I'm going to charge $4.95 for. And if my usual pattern holds, then I'm probably good for about another 60,000 words, because about the time I think, okay, now it's going to start wrapping up, that's usually the halfway point. So yeah, that's one of the things that I have noticed about my own practice. I don't know if that's going to hold, because I do have the outline. And there's been a lot of words here in the middle that don't actually show up in the outline anywhere. The rationale for the 40 cents outline, I don't know if I mentioned this before. $0.40 should be one per chapter. And for a 2,000 word chapter, that's an 80,000 word novel, which is right where I want like to be. It's on the low end, but it's fine. $2,500 words a chapter would be 100,000 words, which is the sweet spot for me. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Nice, cool morning.
Nice change of pace.
Yeah.
Never seen this guy out before. Never seen his dog before. I think it's a schnauzer. It's kind of a medium-sized terrier-looking dog. Nice-looking dog. And it is a nice cool morning. I haven't really talked about it. I was actually cold. I came out in my polo shirt and jeans, as is my habit, in both senses of the word. And it's cold. It was cold. I was actually cold. I've worked up a sweat now, so you know I got plenty of heat inside. And I'm pushing hard because I need to get back to my next sprint. I did a sprint earlier this morning. It was a dreadful performance, but I did a sprint, I got some words. It was a short one, 20 minutes. Of the 9 sprints I did yesterday, six were over 1,000 words an hour. Three were under. But the lowest score I got on a sprint yesterday was 750 words an hour. So that was still a good time. That was still... You know, I used to think I had to do a whole hour at a time in order to get, you know, to produce words. And at a significant rate. And while this whole rate argument is sort of sketchy, the places where I didn't actually meet 1,000 words an hour were splits where I tried to sprint or had to go look something up. So instead of making a note in the manuscript, I took the time away from writing new words to going to look up, what was the name of that ship? Or what was that cargo supposed to be again? Stuff that I should have done between sprints. And speaking of stuff between sprints, I've really got to catch up on my paperbacks. It's not that the difficulty is that I have trouble getting motivated to do it because I know I'm not going to sell very many of them. I know that the contribution to revenue is going to be, it is never, ever going to pay for the amount of work that goes into creating them. Well, that's not true. I suppose eventually, if they stay on sale for 100 years, perhaps. But I started spending a little time thinking about it yesterday. And the reality is, I'm probably suppressing my own sales by having them so far delayed behind the ebook. And it's not exactly a level playing field because contributions to revenue are for paperbacks are only two-thirds, less than two-thirds, barely half of what I get from selling an ebook. So ebooks contribute more money because each ebook sale contributes more money. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So I guess it's not too surprising that the revenue contribution from paperbacks is so slow, is so small. So I need to address that, and I don't know exactly what the right way to do that is. I think the newer books, I have to add another buck to the price. It still won't be a car, but it'll be closer. I won't do that retroactively. I'll just do it from the new books going forward. The reality is people who want to eat the paperbacks are not going to quibble over the extra buck, so. So there's that. One of the nice things about doing these sprints is that they keep me occupied during the day. They help keep me off social media, so I don't become quite so enraged at the relentless parade. Of things that enrage me, infuriate me. They also keep me out of the game. You know, my time on Ark Survival the last 3 or 4 days has been, I think, total, maybe 2 hours. Which is good, because that 2 hours has gone into writing, it's gone into the story, it's gone into evaluation of my process. The spreadsheet, oddly. I'm reading Chris Fox's book. I should probably, I don't know if I mentioned that the other day. Chris Fox has a book called 5,000 Words Per Hour. And there's a bunch of stuff that I'm not going to do. Notably, I'm probably not going to pre-write one of his strong recommendations is write a paragraph about the scene you're going to write next, and then start the timer and write the scene. And yeah, I can understand why that would work, except that it takes me so long to pre-write that and I'm not supposed to count it by word count. It sort of takes away. It's a cost that I don't see being made back, let's put it that way. The other thing is dictation, narration, dragon, naturally speaking. And yeah, I'm playing with people who are using it, and their word counts are way up there. 3,000, 4,000. Lisa Manifold's getting 5,000, sometimes 5,000 words an hour. She's been doing it for a couple of years, so she's trained herself and the software pretty well. But for all that I can talk, that's not how I it's not how I compose. Now, it begs the question, could I learn to compose that way, and by doing so, gain some throughput? And that's possible. I'm not ruling that out. But my typing speed is not the bottleneck. My typing speed is not what I thought it was, but it's still not the bottleneck. I'm doing a few minutes of typing drills in between. The typing drills are dumb. I have a hard time with the typing drills. It's not that I don't know where the keys are. God knows at this point. And the typing drills don't comport to, or to conform to, the way I compose. Well, when I'm reading on the screen and composing fiction, or composing anything really, I'm seeing the word that I just typed. I'm not trying to read the word I'm about to type. So it's backwards. I need to see the word the. And I could type the word, I need to type the word the. And I don't see the word the until I typed it. The cow jumped over the moon. Okay, I can type that. But if I have to read it first, that slows me down. I probably still gotta do some drills. I'm still gonna see what I can. I gotta find one. There's one that had a tracking graph. And what I do notice is that if I do the drills, 1 minute drill, do 3 or 4 minutes in a row, then the word count goes up every time as I become more acclimated to backwards typing. I'm not sure how much it's going to help me in terms of writing more words faster. It's a spreadsheet. I put in a start time, a stop time, and it calculates how many minutes. And I put in the stop word count, because the starting word count is already there from the last time. And it counts the words, and then it calculates words per hour. And that score is keeping me really engaged. But at the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.